the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The dead man returns again. Hardly had Giovanni had time to kindle the fire on the second night of his stay in the shallow cave when he thought he heard something rustle inside it.
"Quién es?"
he called out, feeling a little disquieted. There was no answer from within. Perhaps it was just some animal seeking shelter from the dark. He wouldn't begrudge a fellow creature lodging within the same cave. Still, again he called out, and louder, "Quién es?" He could hardly make out the shape of a man leaning against the back wall of the cave. He looked familiar, but since he could not distinguish him completely, and since he didn't move, the hermit's courage failed for a moment. Suddenly he remembered that he had laid down the pouch with the gold against the self-same wall where the man was. Had this person come to steal it from him?
"Hermano solitario," snickered the shadow to him. "Where is your faith?"
"Lauriano!"
Giovanni squealed, recognizing the voice of the dead man.
"I thought I had left you back in El Salto. What are you doing down here?"
he exclaimed as he rushed into the cave to embrace him.
"Amigo," returned Lauriano de la Torre as he patted him on the back. "Don't you remember? I told you then that you would see me one more time.
Ah, when the time of my own death would be drawing near," said the hermit, contemplating the thought. "Are you afraid?" asked the dead man.
"No,"
replied the holy hermit unsuredly. "It only marks the completion of a life cycle. I am no more afraid to die than I was to be born." "Your own death," continued Lauriano de la Torre, "strange as it might sound, marks the beginning of my own life in eternity. I could not make that final crossing until I became your pontiff, your bridge." "Am I to die tonight?" questioned Giovanni. "Not quite," came the answer. "I will tell you, though, that you will have 24 hours to make atonement for your sins before I come to take your hand. Here," he said, stretching his right hand to the hermit, "take my hand. Get to know it, so that when your time comes, you will recognize it." All night long, Giovanni prayed in sorrow. His heavy head was held against the chest of the dead man. He asked forgiveness for his sins of commission and for his sins of omission. He asked forgiveness for any abuses or misuse that he had ever made of his brothers and the stones, the earth, plants, and animals. He begged indulgence for his feeble-mindedness, for not having learned all that he could have but didn't. He sorrowed over the fact that he hadn't used all of his talents fully. He begged for mercy, for not having treated his fellow human beings with the reverence which was the birthright of all. "You are asking for mercy last," said Lauriano de la Torre to the hermit. "You ask for it last when you really should have asked for it first. It is mercy that appeals to God even before judgment. Think back to the poet William Shakespeare, who said, 'The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven to the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes.'" "'Tis mightiest in the mighty," chimed in the hermit, raising his head a little. "It becometh the throned monarch better than the crown. It's attributes to awe and majesty, wherein doth set the dread and fear of kings. But mercy is above his sceptred sway. 'Tis an attribute to God himself, and earthly justice then dost shine likest God's, when mercy seasons justice." He sat up and smiled at the dead man. "What would I have done without you? If you hadn't been here, I couldn't have become the person that I am," he said, laying his head back down on the chest of the dead man. "You have become my spiritual father." He sobbed again,